In the past, the working class, that is, those people who do manual work, tended to be paid less than middle-class people, such as teachers and doctors. As a result of this, and also of the fact that workers' jobs were generally much less secure, distinct differences in lifestyles and attitudes came into existence. The typical working man would collect his wages on Friday evening, and then, it was widely believed, having given his wife her housekeeping, would go out and squander the rest on the three B's, beer, baccy, and betting. The stereotype of what a middle-class man did with his money was perhaps nearer the truth. He was, and still is, inclined to take a longer-term view. Not only did he regard buying a house as a top priority, but he also considered the education of his children as extremely important. Both of these provided him and his family with security. Only in very few cases did the workers have the opportunity, or the education and training, to make such long-term plans. Nowadays, a great deal has changed. In a large number of cases, factory workers earn as much as, if not more than, their middle-class supervisors. Social Security and laws to improve job security, combined with a great rise in the standard of living since the mid-50s, have made it less necessary than before to worry about tomorrow. Working-class people seem slowly to be losing the feeling of inferiority they had in the past. In fact, there has been a growing tendency in the past few years for the middle class to feel slightly ashamed of their position.